Hello, I am Sandra Ezekwesili, and you come to me for hard facts. The world keeps turning, and you're trying to keep up.
The fight against coronavirus has the Oxford.
But there's so much noise drowning out the news. Talking heads, broadcast messages, press releases. They're telling you their side, but you just want the facts. And that's why you come to me. I give you the statistics without spin.
Out of 116 million working age Nigerians, 35.5 million are employed full time. That's 30%.
I give you the context.
I give you the history.
I fight fake news with facts.
Kayode.
Let me talk.
No, Kayode, I will let you talk. Kayode. Kayode, I will let you talk if you let me talk. Kayode.
That's why more and more Lagosians are tuning in.
Half a million Lagosians.
720,000.
970,000.
Over 1 million Lagosians. They know that if you give me your afternoon, I will give you hard facts.
Well done, Sandra, on all you do. Going beyond the headlines and focus on the facts.
I am Sandra Ezekwesili, and these are your hard facts.
Hello, Lagos. Good afternoon. I am Sandra Ezekwesili, and these are your hard facts. First hard fact of the day, 64 confirmed COVID cases yesterday. Lagos had five. The third wave is over now, but Biko, remain careful. Don't go out if you can avoid it. And when you do go out, wear a mask, maintain your distance from people, wash and sanitize your hands very frequently. Let's keep ourselves and each other safe. Second hard fact of the day, vaccinations are ongoing. Just go to the primary healthcare center nearest to you for your first dose. You have to register first if you are in Lagos. For your second dose, you don't need to register online. Just go back to where you got your first dose and get your second dose. Remember, of course, that vaccines are safe. Vaccines save lives. If you take both doses, you are more protected than someone who takes just one, and you're definitely more protected than someone who takes none of the doses. Now, I have a great show for you today, as always. We'll start with the big three. On the big three, we take a look at three of the biggest stories of the day, and there's nothing bigger in the country at the moment than Chukwuma Soludo emerging as Anambra's governor-elect. Then we'll talk about the National Assembly members saying that they will override any presidential veto on the Electoral Act amendment. And then, let's talk about the ADC Guba candidate in Anambra, saying that he voted for Soludo because he knew that he had no chance. There's no glass ceiling today. I know it's a Wednesday, and usually every Wednesday at 4 o'clock, we bring you the glass ceiling. It's our element where we discuss all of the different barriers that women face while trying to do life. Barriers that men don't face as much as women, or don't face at all. And we try to shine a light on these problems and talk about solutions to break the ceiling so that more and more women can be on all of the stages where we'd like to see more women. And every Wednesday at 4, we have those conversations. But today we won't, because it's day 3 of the I Beg to Differ debate tournament. The children are already here looking spick and span in their uniforms. Wearing their masks. I loved that. I loved that when I met them downstairs in the office, they were all wearing their masks and looking ready to go, looking very nervous. But I'm hoping that the nerves will melt away and we can have a fantastic debate today. Congratulations again to Ebuka yesterday, our 11-year-old, who matched up with Bolaji Timileng, our 16-year-old, and won. Congratulations to Uchichuku Golden. He's 15 and he matched up with Joseph Oyame, and also won their rounds. And they've moved on to the quarterfinals that will start next week. If you've been missing it, you've been missing a lot. But hey, you can watch on Facebook, Nigeria Info 99.3, YouTube Nigeria Info FM. We're going to stream on both platforms as we always do today as well. On Balogun and Broad, let's talk about loan apps that send text messages to everyone in their defaulters' contact list. Have you gotten a message like that? I get several. I'm like, how do I know so many people where they do basic work? Now, wow. I get several. Even on our WhatsApp, our office WhatsApp, we are always getting fraud warning, fraud alert, collateral, yeah. And I'm like, what the? It's the realest business show on radio, and that's part of why you've made Hard Facts the number one current affairs show in the city. I always say that 1 million Lagosians cannot be wrong. Thank you so much for listening to this show. Listen at 5 p.m. so that you and I can talk about this thing and talk about how we feel about this thing. As usual, headlines will come your way, business news as well, sports updates, all of them coming every hour on the hour. And then at 6:15, after the news at 6 o'clock, we have Lagosa, one of my favorite radio plays. It's so intriguing. Have you listened to that drama? Like, I mean, I'm always in the car going home and I'm listening to the radio play and I'm like, you don't say, you dirty. I can't use the word that I use when I'm listening, you know, when something is happening to one of the characters. But oh my God, it's so good. So you should listen. It's from 6:15 on this station every Wednesday and Thursday. Now for Wednesdays after Lagosa, you have Let's Talk from Voice of America, and then we hand you over to the sports gang for the best sports coverage in Lagos. But let's get started with today's big three, shall we? It's a good one, I think, if I do say so myself. Welcome to the show, Lagos. I am Sandra Ezekwesili, and these are your Hard Facts.
The big three.
On Hard Facts. 99.3 Nigeria Info.
APGA having satisfied the requirements of the law is hereby declared the winner and is returned elected.
Wow.
This is dated today, 10th November 2021.
How did Soludo do it? That's our first story. You heard it from INEC itself. Charles Chukwuma Soludo of ABGA is now the governor-elect of Anambra State. Soludo got twice the number of votes as his closest opponent, PDP's Valentine Ozibo. Ozibo had 53,000 votes, while Soludo had 112,000 votes. Now, this makes three governors in a row for ABGA in Anambra: Obi, Obiano, and now Soludo. ABGA has won five Guber elections in a row. One of those elections was 2009, where the ABGA flag bearer was Peter Obi, and he beat Soludo, who at the time was representing the PDP. So Charles Soludo has been trying to win Guber elections for 12 years, and he finally succeeded. Now, after the announcement, he said this to the press.
We thank President Buhari, the presidency, and our security agencies for ensuring a level playing field. We must particularly commend the chairman, management, and staff of INEC for systematically striving to bequeath a legacy of free, fair, and transparent electoral system to Nigeria. The use of bimodal voter accreditation system, a massive improvement over the card reader and manual accreditation system. With a continuous refinement of the technology, upscaling of the skills of its operators, collaboration with telecommunication companies, improvement in logistical deployment and security, and stringent punishment for anyone involved in electoral malpractice, Nigeria will be on course to a robust and exemplary electoral system. Aside from the initial glitches in the operations of the BVAS machines in some places, including at my polling unit, the election has been adjudged as the most peaceful, free, fair, and credible. There is joy in the land. Kudos to INEC. I wish to congratulate you for the gallant contest. Our people have spoken overwhelmingly, and surely that voice is the voice of God. The ultimate winner is Anambra people. We are all winners. I hereby extend my hand of fellowship to all of you. I need all of you to succeed. Politics aside, we're all brothers. Let's come together for the Project Anambra. There is enough room for everyone to contribute in the service of our homeland. In Anambra, we fight hard during elections, but meet the next weekend at traditional weddings and funerals and throw banters and share drinks. That's the Anambra way. Let's keep the spirit of Anambra alive and strong, and with it, collectively take our homeland to the moon.
Charles Chukwuma Soludo of ABGA, governor-elect of Anambra State. And the big question is, how did he do it? Soludo is a technocrat. You know he's a former central bank governor. And the conventional wisdom in Nigeria is that technocrats tend not to win elections because they tend not to be able to make the right connections both with the voters and with the political class. But Soludo doesn't seem to have this problem. I mean, getting the PDP ticket 12 years ago shows that he had mainstream acceptance. And now winning the Gubernatorial election on the ABGA ticket confirms it. So I really want to hear from the Anambra who are listening to the show, or anyone who's familiar with Anambra politics. What is it about Charles Soludo that helped him overcome the handicaps that most technocrats usually face in Nigerian politics? And for everyone else, I want to hear your take on how this election was handled, and on the emergence of Soludo himself. What expectations do you think Anambra people and Nigerians should have of the newly minted governor-elect? In that acceptance speech that you just listened to, Soludo dedicated his victory to the three policemen whom unknown gunmen killed during an attempt on his life in April. Clearly, this victory was not smooth sailing for him or the people of Anambra. We heard lots of accusations and counter-accusations about who was behind the violence and who was trying to sabotage the elections. But ultimately, the elections themselves appeared to have been relatively peaceful, right? Right? And now Anambra knows its next governor. And I want to know what Lagos thinks about the rise of Soludo. Women, call me on 01465-7190. Men, call me on 0700-993-993-993. 0700-993-993-993. For men, women, 01465-7190. How did Soludo do it? 99.3. Hello.
Yeah, President Sandra, good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Good to have you on the show, yeah. Sir.
Yeah, Christopher.
Hi, Christopher.
To give it to the Anambrians for standing their feet despite all the threat. And I want to give it to Andy Oba. Is it Andy Oba, the APC candidate? The one that congratulated the winner of the election, right? Yeah, politics is about the people. I'm really happy for him. But some APC members will call and start to blow hot and fire. And I want to thank the president as well. Then for the former deputy governor of ABGA and the guy in Imo, Hope Uzodinma, I want to hear what they will say. Maybe they will go back to court. Thank you.
All right. Thank you very much for calling, Chris. 99.3. Hello.
Good afternoon, Sandy.
Good afternoon, sir. What's your name?
Housework.
Work is fine.
Obaino.
Obaino, welcome.
Yes. Congratulations to Soludo once again.
Okay.
My happiness is that the wishes of the evil one did not come to pass.
Okay.
Because some people want to take over Anambra State by fire by force. But it didn't work as they planned it. So, my prayer for him is this. Let them not come and deceive him or to the camp. If he's the camp, you have wasted his political career. Let him not be like a hopeless hope that is terrorizing him on state. Thank you.
Obaino, thank you for calling. Let's be mindful of the kind of language that we use when we're talking about political leaders, other callers, you know, each other, okay? Just be mindful, be respectful. It's not, it doesn't cost you anything. Shola is on the line. Hi, Shola.
Hello.
Hi, how are you? Welcome.
Thank you very much for the program.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not from Anambra. I'm from the Southwest.
Okay.
And I live in Lagos. I'm particularly happy that Professor Soludo won the election.
Mm-hmm.
I've followed his performance, his track record, and he seems to be a man that knows exactly what to do.
Okay.
And I've always been displeased with people that are not educated or informed or skilled taking leadership in Nigeria. They've gone this far, leaving the politics to the I don't want to call them, the ones I know, they're not schooled. So I'm happy that someone that is intellectual, educated, seems to know what to do. I'm able to draw resources on areas that is lacking, can lead people to the number. So I'm really excited for them, and I'm thankful to God that it was peaceful. I'm a bit concerned that the percentage of people that came out to vote, it was less than 13% that chose the governor. And I think we should get more active in politics going towards 2023.
Right.
We shouldn't sit back and now complain and pray. When you pray, you engage the process in place to choose leaders. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Shola, for calling. I quite enjoy when Shola calls. I do hope Shola calls us as many times as possible. 0700-993-993-993-01465-7190. If you just joined us, we just talked about Soludo's win. You heard INEC announce Charles Chukwuma Soludo of ABGA, the governor-elect of Anambra State. And my big question is, how did he do it? Because he's a technocrat, like I said, and as a former central bank governor, people will often tell you that technocrats don't win elections, they don't know how to make the right connections with the voters, with the political class. But like I pointed out, he was the flag bearer for the PDP 12 years ago, and now he's just won the gubernatorial election on the ABGA ticket. So how did he do it? What is it about Charles Soludo that helped him overcome the handicaps that a lot of technocrats usually face in Nigerian politics? And then for those who are not from Anambra, or those who are not familiar with the politics in Anambra, what do you think about how this election was handled? What do you think about the emergence of Soludo himself? What expectations do you think the Anambra and Nigerians should have of Charles Soludo as the governor of Anambra State? 99.3, hello. Hello.
Hello.
Thank you for calling. What's your name?
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, sir. What's your name?
My name is Henry Okezie.
Henry, you're live on the show. You're talking to Sandra. Go ahead.
Sorry, I can't hear you very well.
You're talking to Sandra. Go ahead.
Okay, Sandra, I think my contribution to your program right now about Soludo is that what actually led to Soludo winning the election in Anambra is because of his commitment and the things he has done in the past.
Okay.
His track record.
Okay.
Like you mentioned, he has been a technocrat all his weeks. He has worked in public service, has served both international organizations, consulted for so many companies, worked for the federal government during the time of Obasanjo as a minister, as well as a CBN governor. So he has a very good track record, and that alone speaks volumes for him in his time. And right now he has come home to come and serve his people. I think that is more than enough to actually give the people the confidence. Besides those, during the debate, I personally listened to that. His speeches on the things he actually said he was going to do, and the way he outlined them on how he's going to achieve them, we are all very clear. There was nothing like a shadow of doubt in the things he actually said. Or if you look at the things he actually enumerated he was going to do, we are very clear. Even to someone who is not much experienced will understand that yet there is a possibility of most of those things being achieved. So I think that is a whole lot of confidence in the minds of the Anambra people that led to his emergence as the winner of the election. Thank you.
All right. Thank you very much for calling us. 99.3. Hello. Sorry about that. Call back if you can. Let's take a look at messages that we have on social media after this call. 99.3. Hello.
Hello.
Thank you for calling. What's your name?
Hello. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
My name is Ayobami.
Ayobami. Good to have you on the show.
I find a bit controversial.
Okay.
When you say technocrat, Governor Soludo, you know, congratulations to him. He's not the first technocrat that won elections in Nigeria.
Okay.
You see, a lot of these state governors were technocrats. They weren't politicians. They were brought into politics after a lot of them retired from private practice. The former governor of the state was the MD of, I think, National, the late governor, Ajimobi. He's called in the years. He did have it. He came and rose through the ranks and became the MD of National before he retired and left. The likes of Governor Fashola, Governor Dunadu, Governor Amechi, they were technocrats. Wiking River State is a technocrat. But the politics in them, the politicians in them, shows up when they get to the office.
Hmm.
And I tell people, the Nigerian climate, the politics in Nigeria needs more than a technocrat to make it work. Unless you want to change the whole system surrounding it to be technocrat, the eyes that surrounding them will not make it work. I personally am not excited about this, Dr. Soludo. I remember he's been around for a while.
Mm-hmm.
He's been in PDP. He went to APGA. He's contested several times. He is still one of the problems in this Nigeria. Let's not be deceived. Do not be deceived. Thank you very much.
All right, Ayobami. Thank you very much. Now, of course, somebody who was in River State myself for years before I moved to Lagos, I can tell you that Wike and Amaechi, you know, they may not qualify as technocrats because Wike barely practiced law before becoming local government chairman under Odili. Amaechi, too, was entry level before entering House of Assembly. So, those men, at least we know them well enough, for those of us who lived in River State, to argue about whether or not they qualify as technocrats. Fashola, well, I mean, I leave that to you people to judge, as well as the man from, is it Osun State that he mentioned, Ajimobi? You know, but I leave that to you in the Southwest to let me know, to judge that one. But let me go to WhatsApp. Sandra, Anambra is a unique brand of Igbos. They are courageous, business-minded. Soludo is visionary. He has a convincing track record of turning things around. We look forward to a different brand of leadership and progress in Anambra under Soludo. May God give him the wisdom and strong willpower to achieve beyond the expectations. That's Jerry from Aja with that message. Soludo won the Anambra election because in the Anambra were determined to vote in their preferred party, which is APGA. With the emergence of the Supreme Court Governor in Imo, Ndi Anambra did not want to see APC with their eyes. Good one for democracy and congratulations to Anambra people. Collings with that message there. Please let the APC in Anambra allow peace to reign in the state. I don't know what you're saying with that message, but we don't even have enough time for me to finish reading that message because we have a break coming up. But after the break, I'll come back and finish that message and then take a few more calls and move to our second story. I am Sandra Ezekwesili on social media. Don't go away.
You are listening to your number one station for talk.
99.3 Nigeria Info.
99.3 Nigeria Info. Let's talk.
The Electoral Act Amendment Bill has officially scaled the National Assembly. That's our second story. It's 3:30 at the moment. I'm Sandra Ezekwesili, and you're listening to three of the biggest stories of today. National Assembly members, are they defying their party leaders over direct primaries? That's a question you'll answer by the end of this story, because the conference committee met and harmonized the Senate version and the Reps version into a single digit. And yesterday, both chambers adopted it. This new version confirms INEC's power to implement electronic transmission of results. It also mandates all political parties to hold direct primaries going forward. So now the bill heads to Aso Rock, where the president will either sign it or veto it. But some members of both chambers are saying that if the president chooses to veto, they have the votes to override him. Remember, the Constitution says that if the president refuses to sign a bill, it will still become law if 2/3 of the members of each chamber back it. And some are saying that they have the votes. For example, we heard from Benjamin Kalu. Benjamin Kalu is the chairman, House of Reps Committee on Media and Public Affairs. And he said, quote, whether or not we still have an option open to us if the president takes a position that we're not convinced about, the law is clear on that in our constitution, and that is vetoing the president if the need arises. End quote. And the Punch newspaper is quoting anonymous senators with even much stronger language. And now, because of all of this, some commentators are suggesting that we're seeing a new, more aggressive National Assembly that seems more willing to challenge the president, the governors, and party leaders. Because take a look at something like direct primaries, for example. The PDP leadership came out openly against this mandate. They say that parties should have the choice. But even PDP lawmakers voted in favor of the amendment. We're also hearing that most governors, both PDP and APC, are against the direct primary clause as well. But here you have lawmakers from both parties supporting it. It's very interesting. It is. It's very interesting. I wonder what you think is causing this. Because for one thing, some analysts are saying that direct primaries shifts power from the party leadership to the politicians in the party. Because within direct primaries, you have a small group of delegates. Most of them are picked by the party leaders in some way. So it's easier for the party leaders to control them. It's also easier for one very powerful person with access to a lot of money to control the delegates in one state. So a governor, for example. But with direct primaries, every party member is voting. That means that you win through grassroots mobilization, through political structures. And every single National Assembly member has a political structure at home. So what some analysts are saying is that maybe these National Assembly members see the direct primary as a way for them to tilt the balance of power away from governors and party chair people towards every other politician in the party. What do you think? Now, another question, though, is what about the citizens? What about the regular party members? What about the voters? Which system do you think favors them more? Some people will argue that direct primaries are better for them because now they get to vote. I wonder if you agree with them or disagree with them. And if you agree that direct primaries are good for the citizens, for the regular party members, for the voters, isn't it funny how sometimes the interest of some politicians, in this case National Assembly members, align with the interests of the people? What do you think? And more importantly, what do you think about them passing the electoral amendment bill and talking about being willing to veto the president if the president doesn't assent? 0700-993-993-993-0700-993-993-993. There's also 01465-7190. That's our number for our female callers. 01465-7190. 99.3, hello. Sorry about that. Call back if you can. Hello.
Good afternoon, Sandra.
Good afternoon, sir. What's your name?
My name is David from Ibeshi-Oriade.
David, welcome to the show.
Yeah. About Soludo,
mm-hmm.
I think the joker is that this has proven from the analysis you gave us,
mm-hmm.
and as a political analysis,
mm-hmm.
The Anambra people are for Abga.
Okay.
Because he has tried PDP before,
mm-hmm.
he couldn't make it.
Mm-hmm.
But he now came through Abga and he was able to make it. So I believe Abga have helped him and INEC, because of the system that INEC has now brought in that make it for double voting or multiple voting. So Nigerians should look for ways to jealously make sure this system is not taken away, by making sure those who can operate that fever machine are employed permanently, so that you don't just bring those who don't know about the machine during election, and it will bring a lot of confusion. Okay. Then coming to what other issue do you raise up?
National Assembly.
Okay, National Assembly people. I think the era of party supremacy has been defeated a long time ago. And that's what I believe is trying to play out there now. So that the legislature are now becoming to understand that they have more allegiance to Nigerians than their party. And I think that is what the legislature are trying to tell the president, that he shouldn't veto. If he does, then they are already agreeing that they too will use their own veto power. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much for calling us, sir. We appreciate it. 99.3, hello. Hello? All right, call back if you can. 99.3, hello. Sorry about that. Give us a call back, please. Hello. Hello. Thank you for calling.
Yes,
what's your name?
Good afternoon, Sandra.
Good afternoon, sir. What's your name?
Okay, my name is Wale. Coming from Apapa.
Wale, welcome. Tell me your thoughts.
Okay. I'm still talking on the Soludo issue. Yeah.
Okay.
Technocrats. Hello?
I'm here. Go ahead.
Okay. Technocrat, give it to him. But you see, he has not done anything other than moving to Apga. If he had been a candidate of APC, I can assure you, he would have lost woefully. So I give the kudos to him. So it is credit for him to have moved to where he believes he will be able to win, and he has won. My hope and prayer is that he should be able to deliver. Thank you.
All right. Thank you, Wale, for calling. Brooklyn is on the line. Hi, Brooklyn.
Hello. Good afternoon, Sandra.
Good afternoon, Brooklyn. Welcome.
Yes. Talking about the election in Anambra State, I have to say a very big congratulations to Soludo, because when you watch that governorship debate on Monday, you will really know that the man even took the vote from that day. He got the vote of the people of Anambra State. He spoke the mind of the people of Igbo land.
Okay.
Then coming to talk about the other one, that the other issue that you raised.
Yeah.
I want us to believe that both those the National Assembly, that our senators, they are just human beings like us. They are just ordinary people like us. The fact that their opportunity to be in that position does not make them different.
Okay.
And these are the same people that the other day, like on that election, governorship debate on that Monday.
Right.
You heard when somebody was saying the other person did not have his result. Most of them did not have their result. So when things come like that, they are confused. They don't know what to do. So you see them saying this year, tomorrow they go back and say, as if they were not the one that discussed that. So they are just human beings like us. We should not take them for serious. No matter what, that open this thing is very good. Anything that is good for the people is good for our democracy to go on with. Thank you.
All right. Thank you very much, Brooklyn, for calling. Steve Janiki says, let all the APC losers in Anambra allow peace to reign. Let them remember that the president just returned from some peace conferences from different parts of the world. Those who collected various sums and incentives to defect to the APC should please reconcile with those whom they made whom they made the failed deals with. Let them allow Soludo to shine in the way he did in the CBN, and they should concentrate on fixing Nigeria that has totally derailed. Steve, thanks for your message. Now, some people, of course, will argue with you about Soludo's time at the CBN, but okay. It's just funny how some members of the assembly kick against the good policies. Electronic transmission of results should not be a thing of debate in this 21st century. And the primary, direct primary, is the way. Prince Romaja with that message. Prince, thank you very much for your message. NK Naja says, President Sandra, educate us on who a technocrat is. Okay, that will take an entire show. Another message here, you didn't leave your name, but you say there's no doubt that Professor Soludo is better positioned now to be a governor, state governor, than 12 years ago. A bridge builder between ABGA and the PDP. NPP, which are dominant parties in Anambra. Believe me, if the contestants were compelled to select one of their own, they would all have queued behind Soludo. One is a governor. Once a governor, always a governor. In short, the governor-elect is the governor's governor. Okay. Nigerians congratulate him. Tony Aneleni Jegamo. All right, so that's a person with that message. And yes, let power reside with the people by adopting direct primaries. All right, thanks for your message. Sandra, everyone is singing and others are castigating people because their choice person has won the election. Don't overrate him. Nigerians and those who hate... whose hatred is about APCs. Soludo won on ABGA. I think Igbos have died for PDP. I'm not sure I understand what you're trying to write, Sam, from Satellite Town, and it's, I think it's because you wrote it in a hurry. So maybe correct it and send it back so that I can read it. Election in Anambra, my state, has shown that in Anambra, Nigeria can see light. Let this smooth and fair election with little or no violence or acrimony be replicated all over Nigeria and see progress in this country. However, unregrettably, it cannot. Emergence of Soludo was never surprising to me since the time court granted him flag bearer of ABGA. Looking at the gladiators that participated in the election, without doubt, they all have what it takes to govern. But just as it's been said, people of my place see ABGA as a comfort zone and trust to have their interests at heart. I pray Soludo, as his name resounds, will bring peace for development, growth, structural and infrastructural progress of Anambra State. That's a message from Eskoy. All right, Eskoy, thank you for your message. Sandra, it's interesting to see NAS is ready to veto the executive on electoral amendment because it suits them. Wish they can apply the same energy on checkmating the executive on the issue of mortgaging our unending borrowing, our future through unending borrowing and confirming any nominee, whether qualified or not. Jerry from Aja with that message. Okbekeinde in Ijegun says, I congratulate Soludo. He should not decamp like Peter Obi during Jonathan's tenure. He should try and cut cost when he assumes office. I salute the people of Anambra for voting both against the PDP and the APC and massively voting for ABGA. I've been telling Anambra people to forget Biafra and vote for ABGA. With this, they can win all the eastern states and they will inject ABGA senators and representatives into the red and green chambers. With this, they can agitate for Biafra. So this National Assembly wants to override the presidential order because of their own interest. I prefer direct primary. Okay, Inijegun, thank you very much for your message. We'll take a final call and then I'll bring you our final story. It's a very interesting one. 99.3, hello.
Hello, Sandra Ezekwesili.
Good to have you on the show, ma'am. What's your name? Hello? Oh, no. 99.3. Sorry about that. Call back if you can. 99.3. Hello.
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 Yeah. Sandra Ezekwesili.
Good to have you on the show.
Yeah. Olu is good on the line.
Good to have you on the show. Welcome. Go ahead.
Yeah.
When you're talking on the radio and a business call comes in. 99.3, hello. Sorry about that. Call back if you can. Hello, good afternoon. Hello? Hello, good afternoon.
Yeah, hello, Sandra.
Hi, how are you? What's your name?
I'm fine. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Amanda. Welcome. Go ahead.
Thank you. Okay, Sandra, as for someone winning the election, I don't think... him being a technocrat contributed in a lot, like someone already pointed out. If he was an APC, he wouldn't have won. And just like the other guy in Lagos, Jimmy Abadi, he's a technocrat, but he's been losing because he's in the wrong party. So Soludo was in the right party. He joined the right party at the right time.
Okay.
I remember in 2010, he ran under PDP, and P2B was relatively unknown. And won him. Ibigailin came second, and Soludo came third, and that's that. And there's something he said in his victory speech, where he said that he was thanking President Buhari. Maybe I'm slow, but I don't get why he needed to thank President Buhari. Can you explain that to me?
Well, I mean, in his gratitude like, message.
It was supposed to interfere in the elections and tell them to redo the word.
Well, he said thank you for allowing a level playing field, I think.
Well, I think so. No, but that is true.
Hmm.
That's right. Okay.
All right. Thank you very much for calling. Now, one of the 112,000 Anambra people who voted for Charles Soludo was his opponent. That's our third story. Akachukwu Nwankwo was the flag bearer of ADC, the African Democratic Congress, in the Anambra Guba poll. But the Daily Post is reporting that immediately after voting, Nwankwo told the press at his polling unit that he voted for Soludo, not for himself. Why? Because he said he knew that he did not stand a chance of winning. He reportedly said that he believed Abgar's Soludo was the best choice for the front runners, or the best choice of the front runners. And he made the personal choice to vote for him, to key into the party's agenda. Politics in Nigeria, eh? You see why this President Sandra, you people call me? Make you no pass hard facts, so. I beg. Because, Shebi, you know that ADC already has at least one presidential aspirant. That's Kingsley Moghalu. Moghalu moved from YPP to ADC this year because he says he's getting their ticket. He says getting their ticket would improve his chances of becoming president. He said the party already has a structure and that if they combine with other parties, they can form a third force that can compete against APC and PDP. But now here is the ADC Guba candidate in Anambra, in Moghalu's home state, I might add, not only voting for another party, but saying it's because ADC has no chance in the state. In Moghalu's home state. That's one. Then let's come to Nwankwo himself. This is someone who decided to run for governor. But in the end, he didn't even vote for himself. Should he have told his supporters before the election? Should he have said, look, I don't think I have a chance. Let's either put heads together and decide who to support, or let's just go our separate ways. Should he have done that? Also, has he betrayed his party, or has his party betrayed him? Because I mentioned Moghalu earlier. He's being criticized on social media for not coming down to Anambra for this election. He's actually been out of the country. And critics have said that if you're serious about running for president, you should show up for a Guba election in your home state. You should show up to lend a hand and to use your presence to stop your opponents from doing wuru-wuru and to encourage those whom you expect to support you in your own election. That's the criticism that he's getting on social media. Do you agree with this? Do you agree that Moghalu not being in Anambra for the election was a bad move politically? In our second story, I mentioned political structure. We talked about how direct primaries give advantage to those who have a structure and who can mobilize voters. But structures are also needed at the general election. So it can be argued that any party that cannot bring out up to 50,000 voters in an Anambra Guba election doesn't really have a good structure. And if so, how will that party perform at the presidential election? 0700-993-993-993. What do you think about the ADC candidate reportedly voting for the ABGA candidate? Women, call me on 01465-7190. Men, call me on 0700-993-993-993. And yes, you can talk about our first two stories. We told you about Chukwuma Soludo emerging as Anambra's governor-elect. Then we talked about the National Assembly members saying that they will override any presidential veto on the Electoral Act amendment. What do you think about these stories? How do you think Soludo did it? How can you tell if a third force party is serious? 99.3. Hello. Sorry about that. Call back if you can. We've got Obioma Odo calling us. Obioma, where are you calling us from?
I'm calling from Florida, USA.
Thanks for calling.
Good afternoon, Sandra.
Good afternoon. Welcome.
Yeah, I want to use this opportunity to thank the people of Anambra State and INEC itself for conducting a free and fair election against every odds and every belief that the election is going to be, violent. Mm. It was peaceful, and people did turn out and elected their choice. So I'm really happy. Then again, INEC did a very great job, and Senate passing electronic transmission bill is a good one. It shows that we are evolving and we can get better, you know. Then again, on your third story, if you watch America here during the last election, the wife of John McCain did galvanize Republicans to vote against Trump because they believe in what Trump is doing is not right for the political party that did not defect. At a particular point in time, what you believe and the candidate you believe, even if it is from your party, once he's not doing right, you have the right to vote him out, vote against him. That does not mean you have to change the ideology or you have to jump from one party to another. So what that guy in Anambra who voted for Soludo did, I think was right. That's what he believed, that is best for the time being. That does not mean he's not a good party man or he didn't believe in the ideology of his party, you know. So I think we're getting somewhere. No, it can only get better.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you very much for calling us, Obioma. 99.3, hello.
Very good afternoon to you, President Sandra.
Good afternoon, sir. What's your name?
My name is Prince Wyatt, calling from Amuwad of Fink.
Welcome, Prince Wyatt.
You see that ADC candidate, expect him from the party. He's not a party man. And for the Mugalu, someone we know is a professor. Somebody can be a professor
Prince Wyatt, turn your radio off. You've been calling radio for so many years.
Done it. They say if somebody is a professor, doesn't make him to be a professor in the politics. A professor in the university, when you come to politics, you can be an illiterate. Some of all these people joining party, forming party, some of them, they don't know where to go. Some supposed to go for a state assembly or national assembly. They abandon all this. They want to be president of the nation. Well, you have no social in the state. Talk of local government.
Good point. Thank you very much for calling, Prince YS. Unfortunately, that's all the time we have to give to this segment of Hard Facts. But don't go away, because from 4 o'clock, we'll have teenagers in the studio debating for a chance to win 1 million naira. Don't miss it. It's been hot. Today's day 3. I can't wait for you to meet today's contestants. And of course, after that, at 5 o'clock, you and I will talk about these loan companies that send messages to people who take loans, to the contacts of people who take loans from them, threatening them or, telling them that a particular person has taken a loan. Do you think it's ethical? We'll have that conversation at 5 p.m., so don't miss it. I'm Sandra Ezekwesili on social media.